I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Flooding in Brazil has pushed thousands from their homes. EFCA Crisis Response Director Mark Lewis reports that at least 500 families have permanently lost their homes. 11,000 have been forced to flee. Although the majority of the flooding took place a couple of weeks ago, most can't dig out because of the high water. A partner church had 14 feet of water in it, but still mobilized to help those in need. As a result, 30 visitors have been to the church in just two Sundays. And this is a class gift that exploded beyond university borders, all the way to a village in Guatemala. Living Water International told us East Carolina University College of Nursing senior class donated a well for clean water to a needy village. They used to have an unsafe shallow well for water, which often brought serious infection, until now. Run by the church, they're now providing clean water and living water that can only be found in Christ. Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University. Read these stories and more at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.